All right, guys, welcome back. Thanks for joining us here on Truth Hurts. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're into the second hour already, and wow, time is just flying here. Got Alan Watt on as our guest. Let me just, I just found another interesting quote here, and it's just so pertinent to what we're talking about. This comes from a book called The Temporary Society, Under the Impact of Accelerating Change, and it summarizes exactly what we've been talking about here, this mind-warping mind control garbage that we're seeing today so prevalent. It states, one cannot permit submission to parental authority if one wishes to bring about profound social change. In order to effect rapid change, any centralized regime must mount a vigorous attack on the family, lest traditions of present generations be preserved. It is necessary, in other words, to create a chasm between parents and children to insulate the latter in order that they can more easily be indoctrinated with new ideas. The desire may be to cause an even more total submission to the state. One must teach them not to respect the tradition-bound elders who are tied to the past and know only what is irrelevant. Astonishing.
Yeah, that's been said in so many ways by so many people. And again, it's taught in some of the Ivy League universities to certain crews. So there's nothing new in it. It's just that the public, you can tell the public this stuff all the time. In fact, they can hear people saying it that are up there on the big world theater. And they refuse to believe it. They hear them say, I know he says what he says, but he can't really mean it.
Right.
So they make excuses right away because they're in denial. Because otherwise, if you don't go into denial, you'll have to take this guy seriously. And if he's talking about killing off three-quarters of the world's population, then you have to face the fact that this guy that you've been taught and trained to respect is not just an enemy, but he's a monster.
Right.
And you'd have to radically change your way of doing thinking. And so on. Interact.
And there goes their cozy, comfy little fantasy world that they live in.
That's right. And most people won't do that, you see.
Yeah. I mean, they really do want to eat out of the hands of those that are kicking them in the teeth. And it doesn't matter if they're political leaders, religious leaders, academic leaders.
The abuser or the abused victim always turns to the abuser in a closed system for help because they don't know any other way. And this is the form. This system we live in is based on abuse, and even law is just the threat of force unless you comply, and the actual use of force if you refuse. That's what we're living under. It was Charles Galton Darwin in the 1950s in his book called The Next Million Years, which was a boast about the elite and what they're going to do. He said himself, he says, there's always been a system of slavery. We're just creating a more sophisticated form of it. Well, that sophisticated form is all around you. It's what we think is normal.
Yeah, what I like to point out to people is, you know, most legislation, pretty much all legislation that's been passed in this country for at least the past 100 years, if you look carefully at it, it has nothing to do with what we think it does. Like, you know, the Patriot Act, obviously, they use the word patriot to cover what it's really all about. It's anti-patriotism. It's trashing our Constitution, trashing our rights. You know, the New Freedom Initiative, they put the word freedom in there. It has nothing to do with freedom. It's designed to force kids to be psychologically tested and be put on drugs. And it was designed by the pharmaceutical companies like Eli Lilly.
Yeah, all the studies that have been done on psychopathy and the psychopath constantly brings this up. These terms that they use always mean the opposite. But they sound initially to the person who's not totally conscious, who glances over the surface of things, they sound warm and fuzzy and good. And then you find the opposite is an effect. That's standard psychopathy because everything is done through deception. With them.
Psychological warfare.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh my goodness, we've got another break coming here. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back. Got a lot more important things to talk about.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Okay, guys, and Foolish Games is exactly what they're playing with us. You know, coming back to the manipulation that goes on with legislation, how it's designed to look rosy-cozy on the outside, but the real intent has nothing to do with public interest. It's just to protect the monopolies of the big corporations and take our rights and so forth. I can't think of a better example, and this shows how far back this goes. The 1917 Trading with the Enemy Act, it states that this law is designed to prevent U.S. corporations from trading with nations that are belligerent toward the United States. Sounds good so far, but then it goes on to say, except those that have special concessions from the president.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's always a loophole so they can do what they want. That's the other fallacy, is there's independent international corporations. Since they even had the Cold War, they churned out many, many books about who would be the victor, even though it was all a sham to start with. It was just to get two sides all using science and tax money and labor to create advanced weaponry for what's to be used in the near future. And they said that science would win. So in a scientific age, you couldn't allow advanced breakthroughs to be given to the public by some independent corporation. You'll find the CIA actually funded many of the big corporations and actually controls them in the U.S. and Britain. It's still the same old bunch that started up the East India Company, the first registered corporation owned by royalty. It's the same old scam. So, and that's why the gas prices are the same everywhere you go. There's no independent anything anymore. You'll notice even when the computers changed over to the Vista in Canada, for instance, They had the old XP 2000 on the shelf up until one day. The next day, it was all Vista by all makes and brands at the same time. The technology is dished out to them at the same time.
Well, it's just like, you know, the World Bank, the IMF. One person who brought this out really well is Greg Palast. You know, how they'll give them these loans that are so out of control, the third world countries can't afford to pay them. And then they'll tell them, okay, well, we'll knock down the interest rate half a percentage point, make it a little easier for you. If you promise to sign over your waterworks to this British company, good friend of ours, you know.
Yes, it's a blackmail scheme, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a mousetrap. You walk in, and under the guise of helping you, you should say beware of Greeks bearing gifts, and that's what the IMF's all about. It's a trap to get people in, and then they force them to take the modified seed and to
sure.
buy it every year. You're enslaving yourself as soon as you touch these creeps.
Well, all of these things were created ultimately by the same, you know, the CFR boys. They created, they created the CIA.
Yeah. Yeah, the OSS, the Wizard of Oz, was the initial one, and that transformed into the CIA, but it was all controlled from London from the beginning. You know, Stevenson came over and helped set the whole thing up, and it's all one big corporation. As I say, in a scientific age, you couldn't allow someone with advanced science to break through independently with patents on things and give products to the public that would give them any semblance of freedom from the system. And so everything is authorized from the top, what the public do get access to. And we always get obsolete stuff.
Yeah, oh yeah, I was talking about that with a guest yesterday, the suppressed technology.
Oh yeah, I mean, and there's nothing UFO scientifically fascinating about it. It's nothing to do with that. They've had these sciences. I mean, Nick Begich came on CBC television a few years ago on Wendy Mesler's show and showed some of these little gadgets that you put in your pocket, like the size of a TV remote. And you could put music or words right into the center of your head by line of sight and any distance. And the CIA were using this stuff in the 1950s.
Yeah.
It was solid-state circuitry for that size. It had to be.
Have you ever talked with...
Before we even had the... We didn't even have the transistor at that time.
Right. Have you ever talked with John Hutchison up your way?
No, I don't think so.
He's a researcher who's, you know, experimented with levitation technology, and he's made some incredible progress, but, you know, they've probably got stuff that goes way beyond what he's doing. He's just a one-man team, you know?
Yeah, but when they show us a blimp balloon, they've already got a jet somewhere. I mean, that's how it works. I had to laugh at the stealth bomber being rolled out. There's always a new model of stealth bomber. And back in the 1970s, the BBC did a documentary on Area 51, which is a military base, not a UFO base. It's an experimental base. And they showed these craft coming out of the underground hangars, and they were noiseless, and they could go at incredible speed, stop on a dime, and they hadn't even come along with the stealth then. Years later, they came out with the stealth bomber and says, this is the greatest thing we have, which is nonsense. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's deception.
Well, the most advanced computer system we have out today probably is vintage 1980 or something, you know.
long before that. So, no, they had this. Whatever they gave you and showed you, and they have real departments working with the old machines with big tapes and stuff from the 50s and 60s. That was all for public consumption because there's always three levels of science and security agencies working on the go simultaneously, and the one beneath them thinks they've got the latest.
Right.
And it's all that's how you give perceptions to the public, and they'll never catch on that how far ahead it is that way. That's so simple.
Well, they want us to think that they're so far behind that they couldn't stop these alleged four airplanes, hijackers, from slamming into towers. They were just powerless to stop it. Oh, we were in Cold War mode, and we were expecting...
Right. Oh, yeah, it's like a farce, you know, and the same with the gene, discovering the gene. They always knew the genes were there. They just couldn't actually find them or see them. And then you just casually read over Rutherford, the mathematician's books from the 1920s, and the greatest mathematician in Britain at the time. And he said he was employed in the last few years of his life working on a project on genetics. Now, why would you need a mathematician to do with genes if you hadn't found all that you have today? So they hadn't found all that stuff back then at a higher level. There's always three groups working simultaneously, and the one below doesn't know there's the one above them.
Yeah, compartmentalization.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's how the CIA works.
Yeah, and we're at the bottom.
be working right next door to a guy whose office deals in foreign assassinations, and you think that he's a good old Joe like you.
That's right. But the technologies are so far ahead, way so far ahead, because since they had that technology to put thoughts or voices in your head back in the 50s, and the covert agencies were using that equipment, what else did they have then?
Yeah, you wonder, you know, what are they hiding at Area 51? I mean, what exactly is going on at that facility?
And that's only one of many. That's only one base of many bases across the world.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, there's another one in the Himalayas, similar, and surrounded by the guards of India. So they're all over the place.
Now, do you think these people work in conjunction at the highest levels behind the scenes and are sharing their findings? Or?
Everything's a need to know, and even those categories of scientists are probably more monitored than the general public, and that says a lot, because they must keep tabs on their employees. And those who can keep secrets don't give away things on phone calls to conversations to friends and stuff. They are let in on the higher secrets, you see. Yeah. It's a need-to-know basis all the way.
Right.
Through. Yeah.
But, I mean, they're all working ultimately for the same centralized...
Sure.
Yeah.
And even the spies during the Cold War, when you read their memoirs, they came to realize that, too, as they got to know their opponents.
Mm-hmm.
They met them in different countries, started having coffee with them, and then they realized they were all working towards a common goal of world unification, a scientific system.
Yeah, they were fighting a sham Cold War, just like the War on Terror, of course.
But it was great because all the big industrial companies, the war-making machinery and the electronics industry got such a boost of tax money, and it's all to do with the satellite controls, all getting ready for what's coming now with the controlled society, the chipped society. That's where the money was all going.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Money that they, of course, sucked out of our pockets.
Always. Well, that's what slaves are for. See, if you can understand that, you give a sigh of relief. It starts to make sense. In the Middle Ages, the serfs, who were the English word for slave, just changed it again psychopathically so you couldn't connect the two. But a serf was a slave. You were bought and sold with the land that the lord owned. And the serf, without intensive farming, 60%, he was allowed to keep about 60% of all his produce, which wasn't a lot to feed his family and any help he had. The rest went to the lord. So 40% went to the lord. Today, well, actually 18 years ago, they worked out the tax base for the average person in the West, especially Britain and Canada. It worked out to be exactly the same. The government at that time was taking 40-odd percent. That's an open tax, it's not the hidden taxes of all your purchases. So nothing's changed, you see. It's just a more sophisticated form of slavery.
You know, the irony is the public needs to wake up to what's going on and put a stop to it. But at the same time, if suddenly you were to snap your fingers and everyone simultaneously became alert of exactly what's going on, it would be hell on earth, wouldn't it?
It would. It would be hell on earth. And they know this, too, because that's why they've been creating all of this lethal and non-lethal weaponry and massive internal buildup of armies, multi-jurisdictional task forces, which are combined military, police, etc., for what's coming. And I don't know if you've read the Guardian report of the Minister of Defense from Britain, from their top think tanks, giving the next 30-year scenarios. They're expecting all of this to break out as they push this whole new system on the public. It's a whole new system. They have no idea what's coming. It's a completely new system where you won't be allowed to marry or pick a mate or breed willy-nilly. Money is to be credits dished out by the government, by the state. You can't save them up. They'll be gone. Whatever you don't spend will be gone at the beginning of the week. It's a brand new system. But then again, it was designed back in Bertrand Russell's days in the 1920s.
Well, I mean, yeah, even Aldous Huxley talked about that everyone will be sterilized mandatorily. Only certain ones will have the privilege of reproducing.
Yeah, that's right. Only the better genes, as they say, yeah. You see, all commoners, you see, if you're not a member of nobility, you're a commoner, and that's to be eradicated.
What a scary world they've got prepared, folks. Time to wake up. We'll be right back with Alan Watt. Stick with us.
Wash your heart into it. With heart on fire, let it burn. Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Okay, welcome back, folks. Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have Alan Watt on the line. Just a reminder to our listeners, if you want to call in and have any questions for Alan Watt or any comments, the number to do so is 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. I'll tell you, Alan, we've been talking a lot about the methods of mind control, and certainly there are many of them. We're hit from every angle. You know, we talked about the educational establishment, the media, the religious institutions. They haven't left any stone unturned. You know, medications that a lot of people are on play a big role in this. Chemtrails and, you know, even electromagnetic radiation, you know, pulses. What's that?
The food and the water.
Oh, the food. Yeah, I mean, everything. There's nothing they haven't left unturned.
Yep.
Is there any one of these that you see as being the most dangerous or... You think that pretty much collectively all accomplished?
Initially, the inoculations were the first step to knock out part of the brain that gives you your self-preservation instincts. This was discussed again early on and then reiterated by the United Nations. In the 1960s, they employed think tanks to find ways to lobotomize the average person through inoculations, something that would target biowarfare. A part of the brain, it would hop on to a particular uptake and go straight to that part of the brain which gives you your self-preservation. That was to be eliminated because the public in the future would not need that instinct because the state would be making all their decisions for them. Arthur Koestler wrote about that in The Ghost and the Machine. He was employed by one of these think tanks in New York he was quite open about it. And then the last chapter of the book, he tells you it must happen for world peace. Well, you must understand world peace is a term from the elite. Peace to them is when they have no more worry about the mob down below.
I mean, this is just evil beyond description. You can't even begin to comprehend. See, most people, again, they don't have aspirations like this. They just want to put food on the table and take the kids to Disneyland once in a while. They can't imagine that there are people that are this calculated, this evil, this far-reaching.
Yep, uh-huh. And yet that's what the scientific communities are all indoctrinated with. They all have the same, regardless of the field of science, they go through the same indoctrinations of evolution is number one. We are our own gods, therefore we can plan the future totally. Man is just a material like any other living organism. We can alter it, perfect it, do whatever we wish with it. They're all given the same basic premises.
And has the value of non-living material.
Yeah, and also, we have this silly cover put out by Hollywood, there's no class distinction. Well, there certainly are classes, and there are categories, too. And you always find in a moneyed system of commerce and money, which is winners and losers, there's more losers than winners, and therefore the ones who get to the top are psychopaths. They claw their way through. They have no compassion for anyone because they cannot feel empathy for others. They are the ones who get up to the top, the clever psychopaths. And that's the problem. It's inbuilt into the system. This is, in fact, their system that we're living in and we think is normal.
Well, you have to be that way. You can't have a conscience to engage in the kind of activities that they're involved in.
And that's right.
So there is no place.
There's no place. You'll see right down even into the workforce because everyone's trained. At the top, you have a pathocracy. Beneath the pathocracy, you have a culture which they have given you, which is psychopathic in nature, although normal people will adopt it as natural and work towards it. Everyone is trying to get up the ladder before they sink, and it means if it steps on the person next to them and to get there, they'll do it. You're seeing an inhumane system around you.
I don't want to go too far down this road, but just to touch upon this, because I can vouch for this from my own personal experience. I was a theology major in my more gullible days. Years ago, I actually thought I was going to get into the ministry and that was going to be my, quote, job. And I found out very early on just how monstrously corrupt the whole thing was, and it was just such a shock. My whole world turned upside down because these people that I had looked up to, the great theology professors, the learned theologians, were all playing this sleazy game and trying to buy me off. They basically told me, in no uncertain terms, and on a future show, folks, I'll share this with you, but they told me that basically shut up or get out.
Yes, sir. And that's the same all through the system of what we think are the successful circles, including politics. There's been politicians in Canada who started at state levels or provincial levels, same thing. And if they won't join the corrupt club, who's now got their hands in the cookie jar or the honey jar where the taxpayers' money is, if they won't join the club and not take all the freebies, which is corruption, they gang against them. They'll gang up on them and try and set them up and get them out. That is the real world, and it can't be any other way in this particular system of reward and punishment.
So it's not just that people go to work every day and spend what now is about half their work day working for the system that sucks out of their paycheck. Ultimately, all your tax burden combined is about 50%. So not only are you working for somebody else because they're sucking that money illegitimately out of your pocket, but that money is being used to enslave you even more.
Absolutely. We buy our own chains. We are
astonishing.
Paying for all the equipment that shortly will be monitoring us. The cell phone tower syndrome. It isn't just to track cell phones, it's to track your new chip and your ID.
Yeah, let's talk about that some more when we get back from the break. Stick with us, folks. Be right back.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Just before the break, we were talking about the coming microchip scam. It's not coming, it's here already, but the mandatory implantable microchips. And that's not something that anybody can say is paranoid gesturing anymore. When they were interviewing Roberts for the Supreme Court, they asked him about how, you know, where he stands on things like this, and he's going to have to vote on that sometime during his tenure. I mean, it's in your face. This is where they're taking us.
It's in your face. They've already passed laws in different places, I think England too, where they said that people with Alzheimer's were to be chipped in hospitals so they couldn't get lost.
I mean, the most basic fundamental tenet of freedom is to be left alone, to live your life.
That's,
you know, I'm not breaking any law. I'm just providing for my family. Leave me alone.
Yeah, that's what we think. Yeah, we've been trained to think that. And again, it's our different reality from the ones of the elite who have been working full blast to bring about this new, what they call more efficient society, where they can program people ultimately to do different tasks, and they won't have to employ a mass media and entertainment industry to keep them busy. But you won't need sports anymore, you know, or any of that. So So we're very, very efficient. That's what they're looking towards in a step-by-step process. And ultimately using the material, which is mankind himself, and creating new types of humans for specially designed purposes. That's what it's all about. Intelligent design, that's another meaning of ID.
So, you know, this goes obviously far beyond lust for wealth. In fact, they've got more wealth than they could ever dream of. I think it even goes beyond the lust for power. Obviously, that's a higher goal here than money. But to me, it seems like they simply want to serve this evil master
Yeah, if you look at evil itself and all the definitions of evil, which is just lived backwards, by the way, they live while they give us evil, you find that in a psychopath is pure egocentrism. The world revolves around them. They have a gift of manipulation. They feel no emotion for others. They can put on a great show of emotion. That's why most of them become politicians or actors. And that's in all the psychiatric books, you know, and the studies I've done. But they have a.
So, I mean, what I'm driving at is all of
power. Yeah.
Yeah, all of this really is leaning toward service to the evil force that they.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I like that analogy you just gave too. The opposite of life really isn't death; it's evil, because evil is actually worse than death.
Yes. Yes. And there's many forms of death. There's many forms of it. You can have a living hell. You know, and many people in the world are going through a living hell. And past generations did too in different parts. They did that in Britain during the Industrial Age.
Death is actually preferable. I mean, give me liberty, give me death. It's actually preferable than the hell that they've got planned for us.
Yeah, I mean, Franklin said it himself. You know, the BBC might have rewritten the history of Britain through fictional dramas, but it doesn't stop the facts. I mean, Franklin said himself he watched factory workers coming out of England when he was over there, and he said none of them had shoes on their feet, and it was a shoe factory. They couldn't afford the shoes they made.
Right.
So people in all ages have had different stages of or symptoms of the slavery, but it's always been a controlled society. They gave us a temporary glut of credit cards to help us roll through this phase we're going through now of big changes, thinking it's never going to end.
Right.
As bred in circuses of the Roman emperors, that's all it is, and that's going to stop. And they've told us it's going to stop.
And you know, I want to make it...
That's what the whole sustainable development movement is about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they like that term. Human resources is another one of their favorite terms, too. I mean, you talk about in-your-face slavery. I just want to make it clear for the listeners, I'm not advocating suicide when I say that death is preferable to what they get planned. But, I mean, if we sit back apathetically like we have been and do nothing about this to stop these scoundrels, there's going to come a time where we're going to wish we were dead.
And the problem is with most people, see, this is the only system they know. They've been born into it. They think it's natural. It's the only system they know. And if you were to ask them, and really if you could command the airwaves of the world for a month and be on daily, nonstop, giving them all the data of where they've been, where they are, where they're going, and pondering all the questions that are never asked, is this the only system there can be, and then offer them an alternative to the one that's coming, most of them would vote the same one back because it's all they know.
And so, they've gotten to a point, they have no conscience. I shouldn't even say gotten to the point, they were groomed that way from day
groomed
one.
Groomed that way, yeah. Uh-huh. And that's so the culture they've been given them, yeah.
They have no semblance of a conscience to them. This is just business as usual. It's just another day at work. Mm-hmm. And they do so with the same indifference as, you know, any mass murderer will tell.
Yeah, even more so, because they don't even have to be so careful. They have so much protection.
They are the law.
They are the law. Yeah.
So there's no force that they have to fear.
None at all.
They are that force.
Yeah, but actually, they fear the mob, the masses. They call them mob. They fear them. That's why, in all ages, when the psychopathic group become top heavy, too top heavy, they turn on their own people and try and cull them down to a manageable level. This is not the first time.
Yeah, they obviously do fear us. I mean, they don't fear any law enforcement agency is what I meant to say.
No,
but yeah, they do fear us. That's why they have to lie.
All constantly.
They know they're outnumbered.
Yes. That's the only fear they have, and that's why so much goes in especially in this day and age, to entertainment and sports and trivia, pastimes, comedy shows, all the things you think is normal and you grew up with, and things that stick in your mind, you know, all the little jingles from advertising and so on. This is all trivia to keep you occupied with non-thought, in a sense.
That's fine, anesthetized. Yeah.
Pertinent thought, yeah.
And then they'll just, for days, weeks sometimes on end, they'll just dwell on the same stupid story that has nothing to do with anything that has any significance for our daily life.
That's right. They give the public a drama of sex and scandal and murder and
Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah.
And before, or, you know, how many weeks or months did they spend on the Simpson, O.J. Simpson thing,
right.
And, you know, anything to distract.
And in the 1800s, they gave you Jack the Ripper. I mean, that was a big thing at that time. And that went on, too, in all the papers. Everyone talked about it across the world. And they love giving us spells. They cast spells over the public. They call them spells, too, by the way, you know.
Well, to them, it is. It's magic. It's witchcraft.
It's witchcraft. It does occupy the people. They say it. God speaks the world into existence. They speak it into existence, and the public parrot it and become obsessed with it.
So they've convinced themselves that they're godlike, divine.
Well, they have no problem because they don't see any opposition from anywhere.
Now here, you know, you've got some people like Dan Rather or Jimmy Carter, for that matter. You know, they're nearing their end of their days. They seem to be trying to make amends for past sins, but then you get others like Brzezinski and Kissinger. To their dying day, they're going to be hailing the system that has served them and they've served, you know.
They're just a little bit better class psychopath. Dan Rather worked for the CIA, has been disclosed now.
And I didn't know that, really.
Yeah, he worked for the CIA for the American Department of Culture Creation, as an official part. They ran all the left-wing and the right-wing major groups in the U.S. They ran the communist groups, by the way, in the U.S. And Dan Rather was one of many of them.
Uh-huh. Well, that would make sense because, you know, right after the Kennedy assassination, bang, there he was saying, lying about the Zapruder film, you know.
They must give you father figures that you grew up with that are very authoritative. Stare you right in the eye every night at 6 o'clock and tell you what you need to know, and you believe it. And that's why they pay them such big money and keep them there for your whole life, or longer perhaps in some cases, because you're fixed on them as a father figure. This is all psychology again.
Yeah. I remember in an interview Clinton once said that he realized early on that he wanted to get into politics, but he knew that in order to do that, he had to befriend the elites, you know, the secret group of the financial
wizardry.
And of course later he talked about his mentor there, Quigley, being his inspiration. So, but he understood that you're not going to climb that ladder. You're not going to get anywhere unless you have the support of these people because they're the true sources of power.
Yes, and he was vetted. You see, he got a Rhodes Scholarship. Rhodes Scholarships were set up by the British royalty. Cecil Rhodes fronted for it, along with Lord Rothschild, to bring in world government and to train advisors, bureaucrats, and prime ministers and presidents for global government from all countries. And part of the conditions to get that scholarship isn't just to have an extremely good intelligence, it's to have the ability to be absolutely ruthless when required. That's a stipulation for that scholarship.
Same as Skull and Bones over here.
You're vetted for your psychopathic traits.
Yeah. They strip you very early on of your conscience. They have you actually engage in activities that are designed to do that.
Actually, the test is see if you've already you're already psychopathic. they do. There's a psychopathic test, and they do pass as psychopaths. Yeah. That's who they recruit to be the front men who have no conscience to do what they're told. People forget all of the thousands of cruise missiles that were launched over Baghdad all over the years that he was in office. And he had no conscience about it. None of them do. They're psychopaths.
You know, and Madeleine Albright can make statements like, I think it was worth it, the death of those 500,000. Right? She doesn't care.
But that is a psychopath. That's what we have to realize. You're dealing with the deviant creation here. This is the deviant creation. The deviants are running the ordinary, normal people.
They're not even human anymore.
Yeah, psychopaths technically are not from that standpoint. They don't have a center of the brain where there is compassion for others outside their own group. They don't.
So, with all their technology, you know, to damage this section of the brain, not only that's designed for self-preservation, but apparently with a conscience, I guess they naturally already have that. That loss.
Yeah, they are themselves the naturally born that way, deviant creations. And you will find psychopaths in all strata of society down to the street level. There are certain types, not all of them, but within the group, every group, you have psychopaths. Some are more intelligent and know how to manipulate better. Some are born into power and wealth and have no problem starting off with power. And other ones are employed by them to work up through the ranks, and they'll serve their master as well. They'll serve their paymaster because that's the only loyalty they'll have. They love acclaim, the limelight, and applause, even though they're lying all the time. So
it's
standard to psychopaths, yeah.
So this brings me back to another point I like to make, is that Bush, as sleazy as he is, and this doesn't exonerate him for what he's doing, but in a sense he's every bit as much of a slave as what he's trying to make everybody else into.
He is, in a sense. In fact, I think, to be honest, I mean, as I say, even in high Freemasonry, that the top man is never the boss. Number two is always the boss. It's always the vice president that's the boss. He's closer to the real agenda. The front man you can afford to lose if need be, or through some mishap, or he just dies of a heart attack. So there's always someone there who really must be the real boss. And
right.
As he becomes the real boss, his advisor then takes over. That's how it works. The advisors and the vice presidents are the more important of the two.
So that even if, and you know, this certainly is not even fathomable, it's never going to happen, but even if by some miracle, let's say Bush was struck by lightning and it knocked sense into him and he suddenly had a conscience and wanted to turn, there's nothing he could do.
There's nothing it wouldn't matter anyway, because the New American Century policy was published in the early 90s, rewritten by Wolfowitz in the later 90s, with a whole agenda written down there that America was to lead these wars against the Middle East, beginning with Afghanistan, then Iraq, Iran, Syria, etc. So all of those guys at the top were all part of the old Trotskyite movement back in the Cold War, but they were employed by the CIA all along, every single one of them.
I just marvel that people can't see this, because it is planned out way in advance. I mean, what we're seeing now with the Pan-American Union, the EU, all of this stuff. So Brzezinski, again, he talked about it in 1970 in his book, Between Two Ages.
Well, even old Theo Roosevelt talked about it, and so did President Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a new idea at all. It's just a gradually... It's not that they couldn't have done it quicker. It's training the public gradually...
To accept it.
To accept it, yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, we would have had this a long time ago.
And don't forget that Karl Marx wrote about it in the 1850s. Karl Marx wrote about the United Europe then to be followed by the United Americas and also a Pacific Rim conglomerate.
And, of course, he was just parroting himself material that was already circulating. It wasn't original with him either.
He was just a journalist who was employed to write it. His name wasn't even on the first couple of issues of the manifesto. And he belonged to the same Masonic club as Charles Darwin. So, I mean...
Was that the League of the Just, League of Just Men or whatever?
Yeah, and the Royal Society. That's it's all the same clique from the same source. Yeah.
Now, where do you see, you know, Zionism fitting in with this?
Zionism has about three different meanings. And again, to the masses, I think it's a homeland for Israel. But it's not. It's also a play on the old Priory de Sion, which was the Templars... one of the Templars groups in the Middle East, a charter they were given by the Pope. And Sion used to be spelled S-I-O-N because S-I or Z, it makes no difference how you pronounce it. It's from the two letters in the Kabbalah of two words going back for thousands of years, old trick. And they take S-I for sin. Sin is the moon in Hebrew and Aramaic. So then they take on, which is the phallic symbol, the male symbol.
So this has nothing to do with, like, Mount Zion, then?
Oh, no.
Interesting.
The mountain itself is just, again, a figurative symbol of the phallus, the coming together of the two into one, the perfection of the male, which is the on, the Egyptian word for the obelisk, and sin, which is the moon, the female. It's all Kabbalism. But under the guise of Kabbalism and mysticism is actually just the plan written in mystical terms, like Revelation, same idea.
So it's a sex cult, basically.
It's not just sex, it's through interbreeding, through perfection of breeding. That's the whole thing, and even in masonry, is that you don't willy-nilly pick a partner to breed with. They're picked for specific qualities. You can breed qualities in or out, and that is what royalty and aristocracy in all countries have done for thousands of years, is perfection of their species through selective breeding.
Yeah, so we're back to the perfect Aryan race philosophy.
All of that stuff.
Not back to it. I don't think it's ever left us, actually.
It's been here, and the Aramaic and Hebrew, again, it goes back to the Hurrians. The Hurrians is just another way of saying the Aryan. So the Aryan race were supposed to be superior, fierce, warlike, very intelligent. And the idea was to get them paired up again because they were outbreeding, losing their abilities, to get back to inbreeding and regaining the qualities.
The old eugenics lie, folks.
That's right.
Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back with one more segment with Alan Watt.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got a few more minutes here with Alan Watt. I can't believe how fast the time has gone by. Alan, I'm going to want you to plug your website and any books and other materials you have. But before we do that, just to finish up the discussion we were having before the break about eugenics, people need to realize this stuff goes way back. This goes back, to the mid-19th century. Adolf Hitler's Aryan race was a spinoff of this. It grew right out of it. Julian Huxley, the first Secretary General of the of UNESCO, brother to Aldous, was a major proponent of eugenics.
Yeah, you realize that, that all the British aristocracy have always used eugenics because that was always part of their belief system. As thousands of years old, they believed in it in Sumer. The kings and queens were often brothers and sisters.
Yeah, when I say it goes back to the mid-19th century, I mean in its modern form, but yeah.
It hasn't changed. It's the same system, same descendants, really.
Well, I mean, it's like the...
And then you have priesthoods to keep their genealogies and mate them up. It's the same in high masonry. Third-generation masons, hopefully they hope, have had their wives picked for them, so it's now the third generation. It's the son they're after.
Yeah. And we've gone back to the medieval monarch intermarriage thing, too. I mean, you know, the...
Oh, yeah.
You got Bush and Kerry and
they're all related, his wife,
yeah.
Himes, and they're all related. So they're related on both sides, these characters, their wives and their husbands are
Al Gore.
The same ancestry. Yeah.
They're all distant cousins. As a matter of fact, I heard George Bush Sr. and Barbara are distant cousins.
Yeah, and you find even George Washington was related to royalty, you know. a lot of presidents have been related to royalty. It's the same bunch. We have never been free. It was a good illusion, though, while it lasted.
Wow. Incredible.
But, yeah, as far as the websites go, they can check cuttingthroughthematrix.com and Alan Watts, sentientsentinel.eu. That's a European site for different
translations. Do you have books as well?
There's books for sale there on a lot of this, exploring the mysteries and giving the real meanings of things. And also to do with the civilization, where it began, where it ended. There's also CDs on that, two talks I give. So they can check it all out on cuttingthroughthematrix.com.
So, I mean, when they talk about the ancient sciences, the ancient mysteries, they're not kidding. I mean, this stuff has been secretively passed on from thousands of years ago, how to manipulate the public, how to exploit
them. Even Herodotus, who was sent over... most of the Greek aristocracy were related to the Egyptian, too, and they used to always get educated in Egypt. And then Herodotus said that the first thing the pharaoh was taught was how the magic of controlling the public and the mind of the public was done and created and continued. And so it was these sciences were well understood thousands of years ago.
Unbelievable. And all the while we've slept or been... distracted by the football games and the soap operas, behind the scenes, this stuff has been going on. Well, you know, like the subliminals, you know, they would put one little frame in the midst of a two-minute commercial in the theaters back in the 50s, and, you know, it was a frosty glass of Coke, and people would jump up and go get their Coke.
Yes, they would. And they put, orders in some of them, too, you try that, And the more senses they can take over, the more they can convince you it's real and manipulate you.
Yeah, and they're doing it all the time, folks, in ways you can't even imagine. Anyway, unfortunately, we've run out of time, but I want to thank you for coming on and look forward to having you on again sometime.
It'd be a pleasure, yeah.
All right, take care, my friend, folks.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be back with some more great guests. We got Ron Paul's, the chairman of his campaign there, coming on. So join us then. We'll see you then.
A message for all homeowners.